Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings is just a few months away from celebrating their fifth anniversary. Co-owner Brant Mathiasen says the time flew by.
Wow, this is coming up to be our fifth anniversary. It just seems like we just opened this place a couple years ago and it's gone by kind of fast. We've both probably grayed a little bit and lost a little bit of hair through the process, but...
Is it where you'd hoped it'd be, beyond where you ever thought it would be? What do you think?
That's a tough question. You know, we had so many different thoughts. We wanted to open a nice place that really was about community and all. And I guess, with Seth and I both being engineers, we thought spreadsheets could figure out anything, but it's anything but that. It was a great way to get started. And as you talk with the bankers and all, they like all that stuff, but then they understand that that pretty much gets thrown out the window, and then there you go.
He says it's been a great experience. Co-owner Seth Cook.
I think, the community aspect of what we wanted to do, I think we hit it on the nose, and I think it's been really cool to be part of the Brookings community here and the craft beer community as a whole. I mean, I think of the check boxes, I think that one's probably one that we checked off pretty good, and I'm happy for that. The one thing that grew beyond our expectations, and not in a bad way, but just it's just how the world works, is we serve way more food than we would have originally predicted. And we've enjoyed that. I mean, it's been a good growth opportunity for us. It's been a challenge in a lot of cases. But when our spreadsheets originally came out, there wasn't nearly the contributing factor that food was, and that's okay. I mean, I'm glad people have embraced kind of our concept and what we do here.
The other thing Seth finds interesting is the styles and flavors of craft beer that people like to drink in Brookings.
The variety of flavor requests and what people find popular here. The IPAs always go off the shelf, and I think IPA is a really wide category. And if you leave that category, if you leave the people that seek the IPA and you just say, what's the next level of people, what's the next most commonly requested thing? I have yet to see a really solid trend. You don't have everything from the stout drinker to the mild drinkers to the pale ales to the, I guess we have a lot of cream ale drinkers. So, that's something that we probably would have never predicted is exactly what was going to be popular, but it's been fun. Yeah. It's given us the opportunity to make a whole lot of different beers.
More beer untapped with Perry Miller is on the way.
An oatmeal stout, a nut brown imperial. The illest is the double IPA, the real heads. Oh no, a barley wine, donkey bark, or Trappist ale. Education is the real indicator.
Are you
of
a brew head? I'm a brew head. Are you a brew head? I'm a brew head. Y'all are brew heads? Yeah, we brew heads. So pour a glass of craft beer, we can do this. Are you a brew head? I'm a brew
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk to the guys of Wooden Legs about their fifth anniversary coming up in a few months. Seth Cook says they still introduce new people to craft beer nearly every day.
We've made some really good friends and some really good regulars that have become, just our tasting panel and have done really well to help kind of establish an atmosphere and a theme and, just a culture here. But I guess one thing that does surprise me is that I don't think there has yet been this huge renaissance of craft beer in Brookings yet. It's improved, but it seems to me that every day we still have the opportunity to introduce somebody to a new beer or a new style of beer or a new beer concept. Every day we still have an opportunity to meet new customers, and that actually was a little shocking to me, not in a bad way. I just, it shows how little craft beer is actually being consumed in the state and in the region still. So I think there's still a lot of growth opportunity there.
Brant Mathiasen enjoys introducing people to craft beer.
One of the things that I still find very interesting is behind the bar, and we have new people that come in, they may like lighter beers or something, and they're like, I kind of like these flavors. And so we've got a pretty good variety, and they can come try the beer. And sometimes you get, that's pretty good. I really like that. I never thought I'd like something like that. Just because of a name, it's a little more of an advanced style or something. And they really enjoy it. And that makes me feel really good about what we're doing here and introducing people that there are a lot of different flavors. And we do make quite a few different flavors of beer and styles of beer here.
Derek Schmidt is the lead brewer, is going on 2 years at Wooden Legs. He's seen a change just in his time at the brewery.
I mean, to me, I was not really immersed in the craft beer culture, specifically in Brookings, before I got here. So to me, I feel like I've seen some pretty big strides just from the younger community of how receptive you know, the audience can be to trying new craft beers. I mean, we're even seeing other bars in town now completely shift what they are serving and tapping, and I think, I don't want to take full credit for it, but I think we have done quite a bit to help push that along in this area specifically.
Wooden Legs will be celebrating their 5th anniversary a little later this year. That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.